Welcome, everybody, to the Iowa Senate Commerce Committee meeting. I would like to, the clerk would like to call it to order. The clerk will call the roll silently, and those not present will be excused until they arrive. The minutes of February 16th were distributed electronically. Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, they will stand as delivered. Today we will take up Senate Study Bill 1049, Senate Study Bill 1126, Senate Study Bill 1183, Senate Study Bill 1187, and Senate File 135. We will both head to caucus, Republicans and Democrats. Democrats down to 116, I believe. Republicans in room 22. The Senate will stand at ease. Welcome back with both caucuses having returned from, both parties returning from caucus. We will once again rejoin the Commerce Committee meeting. We will move down the agenda as read before. Senate File 135 will be removed from the agenda. That is the final bill I had listed. We're going to pull that back and do a little bit more work on that one. Senate Study Bill 1049. Senator Johnson, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Your committee of Peterson, Goodwin, and myself. Goodwin and myself signing Senator Peterson. Did you want to sign this bill, or you do? Okay. So all three of us are signing, and I'll take care of that after this.
Okay. Thank you. You're in order for opening comments. Could you start his fire off his microphone? I can't hear him. But.
Could you just restate for the information of the body which bill was just pulled from the agenda?
Yes, Senate File 135, the final bill on the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President, or Mr. Chair.
And for the information of the committee, I do intend to see that come back next week. We just want to tie it up a little bit better.
I'm back on.
Please continue,
yep,
Senator
thank
Johnson.
You, thank you. Okay, so
could you speak closer to your microphone?
Senate Study there. Bill SSB 1049 is recommended passage then with Senators Peterson, Goodwin, and myself. This is a bill for an act concerning the apportionment of certain businesses' income of an airline or a qualified air freight forwarder for the purpose of Iowa corporate income tax, and including retroactive applicability provisions. Those are my opening comments.
Opening comments have been mentioned. Is there any discussion on the bill? And once again, we can go ahead and use our speak button and use the microphone if we like. Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you are in order for closing comments.
Okay, I'll just move this bill.
Senator Johnson moves Senate Study Bill 1049. Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Hearing none, Senate Study Bill 1049 will go to the calendar. I will move the chair to Senator Kelker for consideration of Senate Study Bill 1126.
Thank you, Senator Schultz. Senate Study Bill 126. Do you have a subcommittee report?
I have a subcommittee report with Senator Schultz and Chapman signing, Senator Kornbach respectfully declining.
Thank you. You are in order for opening comments.
Senate Study Bill 1126 is a preemption of local authority to restrict consumer choice to use natural gas or propane. This bill would forbid a local government to prohibit or restrict consumers' option to use natural gas or propane. The bill would forbid a city or county to adopt, enforce, administer an ordinance or other form of rule that would, either intentionally or in effect, prohibit, restrict, or regulate any of the following: and provision of natural gas service by a public utility, a competitive natural gas provider, or a retail propane marketer, or purchase of natural gas or propane from a competitive natural gas provider, a retail propane marketer, or retail propane dispenser, or receipt of natural gas or propane service from a public utility by a person, business, municipality, or customer. Those would finish my, I should add, there is one small loose end on this yet. The word regulate is going to be worked on. I'd like to get this out of committee before funnel, but the word regulate has been identified as being broader than general acceptance, but we'd like to move it out because regulate is what we are talking about doing.
Okay, seeing some discussion requested, Senator Kornbach, you're in order from Story County.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the chair's acknowledging that the word regulate is overbroad here. Our natural gas is a regulated public utility, so it's not exactly a free market in any case. And cities do have legitimate municipal interests in such things as building code requirements and regulating the safety of gas hookups, regulation of the right-of-way where the gas lines are laid, and similar sorts of concerns for the storage, sale, or delivery. I think that this bill is a solution in search of a problem. It just boggles the mind to think that a city or county would try to prohibit natural gas sales or propane sales. No local government official in their right mind would ever propose that. Now, deleting the word regulate certainly would improve the bill. What would improve the bill even further would be the addition of language that specifies that this bill shall not limit city or county's ability to promote alternative energy or alternative heating fuels. I think with those two changes, I might be able to support it on the floor. I will be a no on the at the committee level, but that I'm not closing the door to working further on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kornbach. Senator Wiles from Johnson County.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Would Senator Schultz yield to a quick question?
Senator Schultz, will you yield?
Yes.
Thank you, Senator Schultz. When this legislation takes effect, is it meant to be forward-looking, or would it potentially result in the cancellation of current rules or regulations that cities may have already adopted?
My understanding, my intent, and my belief is that this would overrule current resolutions going forward.
So if a city currently has a regulation or some kind of restriction, that would be canceled out or nullified by this law. That's your intention?
That's my belief and my intention. We're going to preempt that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Seeing no further requests for the floor. Excuse me, sorry. Senator Kornbach, you're in order.
Thank you. I apologize for my second time, but Senator Wallace has brought up a very good point here. The language with regard to city, county is similar. City shall not adopt, that would be something new, but shall not adopt, enforce, or otherwise administer an ordinance. Enforce would include enforcement of currently existing ordinances. So add it to the list of things that need to be fixed. If you don't intend to override existing local ordinances, you're going to need to fix that part. Thank you.
Seeing no further questions, Senator, you're in order for closing comments.
I would move the bill.
Senator Schultz moves Senate Study Bill 1126. How would you like to vote? Short form. Okay. All those in favor, say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed?
No.
Would you like to be recorded? Okay. Senator Peterson is a no. Senator Kornbach is a no. Senator Walz is a no. Senator Bisciano is a no. Okay. So being short form, this advances to the calendar. And I'm going to turn the meeting back over to Senator Schultz.
Thank you, Senator Kelker. Moving on to Senate Study Bill 1183. Senator Johnson, do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of Williams, Mathis, and Johnson recommend passage with amendment.
You are in order for opening comments.
Okay. Thank you. This is a bill for an act related to private flood insurance, making penalties applicable and including applicability and future repeal provisions. There is an amendment. I would go to that right now if that's all right. Okay, so this is a strike after amendment offered at the request of the insurance industry to conform the bill more closely to the recently released National Council of Insurance Legislators, NCOIL. Model bill on this topic. Having been in the insurance business myself, I always enjoy when we have more options for more people. Thank you, Senator Brown. Senator Mathis, thank you for reeling me in during the subcommittee because I do get excited when I see more options for more people. And Senator Mathis did have some very valid questions and concerns, and I believe they are answered now. Yep. And with that, I move the bill, the amendment.
Okay, we will have discussion first on
we
the
should.
Amendment.
We should.
We should. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you are in order for closing comments.
I move the amendment.
Senator Johnson moves the amendment to Senate Study Bill 1183, short form or record. Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Seeing the ayes have it, the bill is amended. Is there any discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you are in order for closing comments.
All my comments stay the same. I move the bill as amended.
Senator Johnson moves Senate Study Bill 1183 as amended. Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Hearing none, the ayes have it. Senate Study Bill 1183 will move to the calendar under Rule 40. Moving on to Senate Study Bill 1187. Senator Klemisch, do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a subcommittee report. Your subcommittee of Senators Lycum, Senator Sinclair, and myself all voted to move the bill forward with passage.
You are in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill would amend the statutory provision for termination of an equipment dealership agreement by providing explicitly that both supplier and the dealer have the right to terminate an agreement by cancellation or non-renewal. That's the extent of my opening comments.
Is there any discussion on Senate Study Bill 1187? Seeing none, you are in order for closing comments.
I simply move the bill.
Senator Klemisch moves Senate Study Bill 1187. Short form has been requested. I believe we're okay. Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Hearing none, the ayes have it. Senate Study Bill 1187 will move to the calendar. And I believe that finishes our agenda after removing Senate File 135, which we will see next week, I hope. The only other point of business I guess I'd like to bring up, and it's for the information of the committee, and yet every legislator here might be interested. I'm going to visit with Senator Lycum about how we'd like to do this forward. You and I are going to have a discussion. When we request short form, and then everybody wants to be registered as a no, I'm not totally sure how that's any different than a record. If I'm wrong, that's okay, and I'm not saying that we need to do it any way different. It just seems like it's just as easy to call out the names and do it. And so, Senator Lycum, you and I are going to have a discussion, and I wanted everybody to know that I was going to go visit with him and talk about this. We may continue doing it the same, and we may just do it different, but it seems inefficient. So, with that being said, is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Klemisch moves we adjourn.